Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cliff, over the next coming couple of days, we're expected to have some frigid cold temperatures here in Western New York with wind chills being a factor as well. Just given your role with Spectrum and you being out and about on the job quite often, how do you go about handling frigid temperatures like this and dealing with the cold, whether it be just air temperature or wind chill?
Well, the best way to put it is all about layers, right? I mean, even before I started working there, I used to work construction. And it's all about keeping yourself warm, keeping yourself, try not to get too wet because, you know, once everything gets wet, you're really not going to get warm. So it's the best thing, like, for what I would do is I always got, like, Under Armour and then either a sweatshirt or something like that. And then a nice coat with a hoodie on it. We have some nice lined gloves and stuff like that, and some like heavy pants and waterproof boots, wool socks, that kind of stuff.
What are some of the biggest challenges of trying to work in conditions like this? Is it just a matter of just trying to stay warm, or is it, you know, maybe you lose the feeling of your hands or something like that? What are some of the biggest challenges when working in frigid cold temperatures like this?
Yeah, I would say it probably, like, especially with fingers. Because, I mean, we're working with our fingers a lot. And, I mean, you can have your gloves and stuff on, but once you're up on a pole and stuff like that, it's really hard to be working with those real thick gloves, so you really got to take it off. But the worst part I would have to say is if it's the wind, if it's really windy. Usually if it's just, like, snowing, it's not bad. It's when you get that really wet, like, 33-degree wet snow with rain. And the coldness between, you know, trying to keep your hands dry and with the wind is what really bites you.
What are some good ways that you try to stay warm when it is cold out and you have to head out to a service job? Is it just a matter of finding time to warm up in the truck? Or, you know, do you have any sort of, like, allotted times where you can take time to find somewhere to warm up or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, most of the time you're going to be warmed up in your van. We do have that, you know, if it gets too cold, you know, start up the van for a little bit. Plus with my job, I'm inside and outside, which sometimes is good and bad because you could be working outside and you go into someone's home and it's warm. But if your clothes are got snow and everything on them and your pants or something like that, and then it thaws, you know, and then you could warm up, but then you go back outside and it's minus, you know, 5 degrees out and then your pants are frozen again. And so, I mean, there are ways of doing it. So it's not that bad. I mean, you've been doing it for a long time. Like I have been doing it. You kind of know what to wear, what to do.